Julia Henderson, a hard-working mother of two, was recently single at the start of 2011, after a long marriage to a controlling husband. Her oldest, Greg, at 17 years old, managed to find trouble wherever he went. School, camp, church, friends' houses, all over. He wasn't a rotten kid, just a curious one who ignored rules. Sarah, the youngest, at 16, was the consummate good child. She mostly kept to herself, turned out solid grades, and helped her mom around the house. For the most part, the kids got along. They bickered as siblings do, and teased each other a little, but it was all very ordinary. There were exceptions, though, and Tuesday was one of them. Sarah wanted to watch one TV show, and Greg wanted to watch another. After they exchanged a few choice words, Sarah grabbed the remote and pressed it under her crossed arms. Greg grabbed the girl by the arm and sent an elbow into her shoulder just as Julia, who had heard the commotion from the next room, walked into view. Sarah dropped the remote and fell onto the couch, cradling her arm. "Greg!" Julia shouts. He wheels around. He had no idea his mom was in the next room. "Greg, I can't believe you! Get away from Sarah, right now!" He takes a few steps back, the remote still in his hand. "She wouldn't share the remote," Greg says. "And she wouldn't..." "Don't. Just stop talking." Julia had heard all the excuses before. She did this. She didn't do that. He had to do something. What else could he have done? "Mom, I'm serious. I had to..." "I said be quiet," Julia says, glaring at Greg as she sits down next to Sarah. She raises the girl's sleeve and sees a bruise forming. "Greg, I'm so sick of you doing stuff like this. You never listen. You never learn." "It hurts a lot, Mom," Sarah says. "Do we have any ice or one of those ice pack things?" "Yeah, honey. Run into the kitchen, top shelf of the freezer. I'm going to have a talk with your brother." Sarah leans forward, gets to her feet, and off to the kitchen she goes, leaving him alone. "I've tried everything," Julia says. "I've grounded you. I've taken away your privileges, your computer, your phone, everything. I don't know anymore how to get through to you." He puts his hands in his pockets. "Listen, I'm sorry. I just wanted..." "I know what you wanted. You wanted to watch your show. Well, so did your sister, and you don't resolve those disagreements by hitting her." He looks away. "I'm calling your aunt," Julia says. "She's going to come over and help me deal with you." Greg shrugs. He doesn't see how that would make much of a difference. Greg is in his room when he hears Carol come in the front door. She's a few years older than Julia, and the two are very close. Carol has a boy of her own, Brian, who's the Stepford son. Great grades, polite and well-spoken, and for those reasons, Greg can't stand him. Greg hears the women talking, something about Greg not responding to Julia's discipline, then something about Brian having the same problem until Carol. He can't make out the rest, but then it goes quiet except for the footsteps. They get louder and closer until they reach his door. Then comes the knock. "Come in," he says. Julia swings open the door, allowing Carol to go in ahead of her. "I heard you haven't been on your best behavior," Carol says, fixing her eyes on Greg. I guess. "I tried to tell my mom that..." I know. She told me all about it. "Sarah wanted to watch a show. You wanted to watch a show, so you elbowed her," Julia interjects. "Elbowed her hard?" Carol shakes her head. "Well, Greg, you need to come downstairs with us. We're going to get this straightened out." He nods and follows them downstairs, where they gather in the kitchen. "I asked your aunt to come here," Julia says, "because she had some of the same problems with Brian. He wasn't always the perfect child that he is now." Greg looks bored. "When Brian began getting into trouble, your Aunt Carol tried all the same things I've tried with you. The grounding, the privileges, all of it. It didn't work with Brian either, so she decided to try something a little different." Julia looks at Carol, who jumps in and addresses Greg. He's starting to look confused.
"That's right," Carol says.
"There's really no good way for me to explain this," no way to ease you into it, so I'll just say it. The most effective way for me to discipline Brian has been to hit his testicles. Greg sits back in his chair, eyes wide, and just as he's about to protest, Carol picks up where she left off. Just sit still until I'm done talking, she says, putting one hand on her hip. I'm going to show your mom how to get through to you, so she knows what to do in the future. This may sound scary, but it needs to happen. You need to learn not to be so disrespectful. Julia takes a step toward the table. Greg, you need to stand up and take off your clothes. You need to get totally naked right now. He just stares at her. But you heard me, young man. If I have to repeat myself, you'll get it twice as bad. Naked right now. He begins undressing. First his shirt, then his jeans, his socks. He hesitates with his Abercrombie. He hesitates with his boxers. Those too, Julia says. What part of naked don't you understand? He drops them, standing next to the dining table. He's a fit boy, no fat to be seen, and he cups his hands over his genitals, average size for his age. He's more than embarrassed. Mom, please, I'm sorry. I won't do it again. Julia smiles softly. I'm sure you won't. Now, put your hands at your sides. He hangs his head and drops his arms, exposing his cock and balls. Have you ever been hit in the balls, Greg? Carol asks. Greg doesn't have to think long. He was nailed once in baseball, and it nearly made him vomit. Yeah. Carol walks over and puts two fingers against his ball sack, causing Greg to flinch. So you know that the pain starts here, and then it moves up here. She traces her hand up his abdomen into his stomach. Until it settles here, in your tummy? Yeah. Greg can't make eye contact. Carol smiles. Good. That makes things a little easier. When I first did this to Brian, he'd never been hit there, so he didn't know what to expect. I had to try to explain it to him, and that was tough. But I wonder if knowing what to expect is actually worse. Carol and Julia chuckle, but Greg doesn't see the humor. He's beginning to take in big gulps of air. Please don't do this, he says. Please don't. I'll never do. Shh. No more, says Carol, who turns away and begins rooting through the bag she brought with her. Julia looks at Greg, chuckling. Just relax. It won't be that bad. Carol pulls out a spatula from her bag. It's a standard issue for the kitchen, all white, but this one has the word nutcracker written across the handle. Julia smiles. Does the spatula live up to its name? Carol laughs. Brian sure thinks so. We'll have to ask Greg what he thinks after his nuts have been cracked. Greg's eyes grow bigger than the moon and his lips begin trembling. How do you think the spatula got its name? Julia asks Greg. He doesn't respond. Carol jumps in. I'll give you a hint. Brian couldn't walk right for a day or so after the last time I used this. Julia makes a mock sympathy face, glancing at her son. Ow. Sort of sucks to be you, doesn't it, Greg? He feels like the room is spinning. He still can't believe what's happening. The spatula. It has the name. Nutcracker, Carol said. It's going to be your good friend if you keep acting up. Do you understand? He gulps and nods. Good, she responds. Now what I need you to do is come to the kitchen counter and scoot yourself right up to it, facing the counter. He does as she requested, albeit slowly and deliberately, trying to delay the inevitable. Put your balls on the countertop, Julia said. He doesn't move. I said, put your balls on the countertop. Do it right now, young man. He slides his sack over the ledge, pushing his balls onto the counter. Julia, not sure what to do next, looks at Carol, who says, it's a good idea to get his penis out of the way. We just care about hitting the balls, which are much more sensitive, and his penis will only soften the blows. So, Greg, I need you to hold up your penis, flat against your tummy, okay? He blinks a few times before it registers, and then he wraps his index and thumb around the shaft, pulling it upward against his abdomen. Will you be able to hold it up while we hit you? Carol asks.
Oh God, I don't know.
Julia scurries to a nearby cabinet. I have an idea, she says. She pulls out a roll of duct tape and tears off a strip, about a foot long. Let go. Greg does, and his penis bounces back down and rests on his ball sack, until Julia presses it once again to Greg's stomach, this time applying the tape just below the glands and across the shaft so it's pinned up. There we go, Julia says, winking at Greg. You'll have to remind me to be gentle when I pull that off. He rocks his head back and stares hard at the ceiling, lips trembling, legs wobbling, and he feels a hand on his back. It's Carol. This is going to be very painful, honey. It will probably be the most pain you've felt in your young life. She's trying to sound reassuring. But you'll get through it, and your balls will be fine, I promise. This is to teach you that you need to be more respectful. Julia softens her tone, too. If you need to cry during this, please cry, or do whatever you've got to do to get through it. You don't have to be a tough guy. We both have a sense of what this feels like to boys, having your balls wrapped, and we won't think that you're a wimp or anything like that. We understand it's awful. Greg is getting more and more breathless. He's on the verge of hyperventilating. Julia continues. We're having you stand next to the sink, because you might feel like you're going to vomit. And if you do, we understand. We just want you to do it in the sink, okay, sweetie? Teeth chattering, he nods. All right, then. Here's what we're going to do, Carol says. Your mom and I are going to take turns using the nutcracker to spank you. We're going to hit one nut at a time. I'm taking your left one, and she's taking your right one. You need to stay close to the counter the whole time, so your scrotum doesn't try and sneak away from us. Got it?
Yeah.
Julia brushes the hair out of his eyes. Sweetie, calm down. You're breathing really, really hard. Just remember, if Brian survived it, you can survive it. She puts a hand under his chin, tipping his head up until he makes eye contact. Plus, you've always said I have wimpy arms, so maybe it won't be so bad? It's more of a statement than a question, and one that neither one of them believes. Finally, he musters the courage to say something.
What happens to Brian when he goes through this?
Carol and Julia exchange glances, obviously trying to decide if they should pat the truth. Well, Carol says, do you want me to be truthful? Greg nods. Well, he doesn't do well, babe. He screams a lot and cries, usually gets sick. And his balls get bruised and achy. He spends a lot of time in bed afterward. Julia grimaces, looking at her son. Yikes. Sounds rough, huh? His breathing accelerates. That's why I nicknamed this thing Nutcracker, Carol says, tipping her hand to show off the spatula. I mean, it won't literally crack your nuts, but you know. They'll feel like they're cracked, Julia says, finishing her sister's sentence. Your balls are going to be in a lot of pain, Greg, and there's no way around it. I'm sorry. But you disobeyed me one too many times. He's grinding his teeth and shaking his head, trying to block out in his mind what he knows is coming. He finally says, okay. Carol walks over to stand by Greg a foot or so away. She has Nutcracker in hand. Julia, meanwhile, walks behind Greg and takes his arms, holding them back.
I need to do this, sweetheart, so you don't try to block us or protect yourself. I'm sure you understand. No response. Carol looks into his eyes. Are you ready? Remember to take deep breaths and count off each hit. I'm giving you 5, and she's giving you 5. You need to count off because you wouldn't want us to lose count, would you? Then we'd have to start all over again. She's serious about the former and joking about the latter, or so he hopes. Still no response. Remember, I'm doing your left ball, Carol says. And your mom is doing your right ball. She makes eye contact with Julia, then with Greg. I hope you learn from this. She draws the spatula back high in the air and brings it down with awesome force, smashing it into Greg's ball sack, sending a shockwave through his body. His testicle registers more pain than he thought possible. He feels the bile fill his throat, and his stomach churn. He thrashes his head to one side, and he hears himself yell, "One!" in a girlish voice. The count has begun. Only 9 more to go, Julia says, squeezing his hands. Then she adds, with a hint of mock sympathy, "Poor boy."